哈利路亚啊！奉耶稣圣名，我们继续昨天的课程。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue at yesterday's class.
那我们很高兴能够在这边一起来学习啊。
And so we're very joyful that we could be here to learn together.
那昨天晚上我们把这个我们一般所讲的系统神学从圣经里面做一个定义哈。
And so last night we defined systematic theology according to the Bible.
什么叫做系统神学
？And so, what does it mean, systematic theology?
那我们就从它的字源哈，因为要定义一个东西有两个方向，一个是字源义，一个是范畴义啊。
And so, we have to, in order to define something, we have to look at the etymology and as well the opposite.
一个是 etymology， 一个是 category。
The category.
那我们从这两个方向已经昨天晚上已经讲了哈。
And so last night we already talked about these two ways. Last night.
很简单的讲哈。
And so simply speaking.
从圣经什么系统神学？系统神学就是跟耶稣同站，站在一起。
So systematic theology means to stand with Jesus Christ.
那把圣经里面有同类的信息呢，也让他站。
And so to gather similar materials in the Bible and let it stand together.
然后呢，借着祷告。
And then through prayer.
你会从这些东西，它会做一个整体性的一个整理，一个结合。
And so you make a complete conclusion according to all the material that you have.
那结合之后呢，它会把里面的信息会发出来。
And so once it is unified and consistent, it will bring out a message for us.
那最后呢，就是要把它传扬出去。
And lastly, it is to demonstrate it.
那它当然它的内容的话，就是从圣经神学一直到所谓的终末论。
And so it is from systematic theology is from the content of the Bible until
从那个 bibliology,
bibliology
一直到那个 eschatology
to eschatology
这都是神学的名词那他们就是这个就是公定就是这样用我们就这样用了反正这个是人间的话嘛一到天国去就不用了
And of course, these are all theological terminologies that are defined by men. But once we get to heaven, we will no longer need to know these or use these.
那这是定义就是这样子、哦、
And so this is the definition.
那我们现在今天早上第一节要来讲这个系统神学它的位置在哪里？定位。
And so this morning, we would like to talk about the position of systematic theology.
也就是说，在整个神学的研究，所谓神学研究是研究圣经嘛。如果讲简单讲。
And so all of systematic theology is studying of the Bible.
我们一般在听就是安息日啊，或是讲道，我们都是讲一段一段。
And so normally for a Sabbath day morning sermon, then we would talk about passage by passage.
那这个是很重要的。
And this is very important.
那所谓系统神学，就是把这个片段片段呢，把它集合在一起。
But what systematic theology does is combine all the passages of the Bible together.
那我们来念一节圣经哈、哦。
And
马太福音二十八章。
If we look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
我们念二十节
Verse 20 Matthew chapter 28 verse 20 Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age Amen
好你看中在这里因为大部分都是看英文的、哦、
And so the majority of the people here are read English
那如果你看英文是没有什么问题
And so if you read English, it should not be a problem.
如果你看中文的话，也这边说，凡我所吩咐你们的。
And so in Chinese, it says, all that I have commanded you.
吩咐，不是，妈妈吩咐你说，你要好好走路哦，过那个十字路要看红绿灯哦，是吩咐你啊。你不会把翻 command 了，那这个妈妈太吓人了。对不对？吩咐嘛，哈，
就是 request。
吩咐跟叮咛是常常连在一起。啊，妈妈一直吩咐我。
So it's just a request or a teaching.
这个太严重了，这个
ask
所以这个语言上的中文的吩咐比较磁性，有没有吩咐？
And so the meaning in Chinese is very different.
好，但是英文就翻对了。
And so it is correctly translated in English.
因为在那个希腊文里面，这个是真的是用这个字的话，哈啊，只有耶稣的话才用这个吩咐。
Because in Greek, only the words of Jesus are used as a command.
啊，或是旧约的时候，摩西的啊，从神领受的叫做吩咐，就是领受的，然后告诉百姓。
Or all,
就是这个字 command.
The words that Moses in the Old Testament received from God, that Moses received from God and God passed to the people, these are commands.
那我们昨天晚上有讲的，如果你在做系统性的整理的话，你这个字就把圣经里面全部这样就抄出来，然后一个一个分析。
And so, as we mentioned last night, if you do systematic theology study of the Bible, it is organizing all the materials in the Bible and studying it very thoroughly.
那这个时候，你看到以后看到这个吩咐，如果跟这个，你就不会想说，好像妈妈跟你吩咐说那个天冷了你要多加一件衣服，天热了你不要穿着那个什么皮大衣，流得满身大汗，这是吩咐嘛，是不是？
And so when we see the word command, we know that in the future it's not similar to a mother telling her child not to wear more on a cold day or less on a hot day.
所以这里说我所吩咐你们的。
And here it says, I have commanded you.
耶稣只有讲我所吩咐所有的。
And it says, all things that I have commanded you.
好，有没有人能够把耶稣所吩咐的现在你用几分钟把它讲完？
Can anyone summarize in a few minutes all that Jesus has commanded us?
很难。
It's very difficult.
所以你就要做一个系统性的整理了。
And so you need a systematic organization of the Bible.
因为耶稣讲那么多。
Because Jesus has spoken so many words.
所以我们有讲过。
And so last night we mentioned.
马太那个马可。
Matthew and Mark.
马可福音是把耶稣的那个工作把它叙述出来。
And Mark has a very thorough recording of the works of Jesus Christ.
那路加福音呢？
And the book of Luke.
它就有一个系统性。
And there is a systematic theology.
所以它是一个叙述的系统。我们如果以神学来讲的话，就是神的道理是一个叙述性的系统性的一个神的道理的记载。
And so Luke is a very organized recording of systematic theology.
所以我们昨天已经念过了，路加福音第一章一节到四节，它是照着次序经过查考把它写下来。
And so last night we studied in Luke that it was through a thorough recording and organized and written down.
所以这就是虽然我们没有提这个，其实路加福音本身就是一个系统性的一个查考的结果。
And even though it is not explicitly recorded, but Luke is the Gospel of Luke is the result of systematic theology.
所以系统性的查考是在已经发生之后，就是一定是比较后面才做的事情。
And so the result of systematic theology is something that is done at the end after the something has concluded.
你再接下来，接下来就是那个《使徒行传》也是一样。
And the same with the book of Acts.
好，那接下来就是再从圣经来讲，就是书信了哈。
And so it is also according to the Bible, it's the books.
那书信看你是有人认为啊哈，那个加拉太书是保罗的第一封信。
For example, the Epistle of Galatians, many people believe it is the first letter of Paul.
这是美国派的了哈。
And this is
不是说美国，这是英国了，这是所谓海洋学派的。
And so this is the Western thinking.
不是
London, UK, and American.
我们知道那个在学术有时候像法律一样，它分两大派系嘛，一个是海洋学派，一个是大陆学派嘛。大陆跟那个中国大陆没有关系，是讲欧洲大陆了。
And
这个哈，那另外一个呢是认为说是 加那个帖撒罗尼迦前书是第一封书信，无所谓。
And others believe that First Thessalonians is the first epistle of Paul.
那像这种信呢，都是所谓的随机的，就是临机的，或是偶发的一种书信，就是 occasion。
And so some believe that these are occasional letters.
他写这个信不是计划好的，是发生事情啊，他才针对这个事情，那要解决写的信。
And so these are not letters that are prepared for, but rather they were written in response to a situation that arose.
哎，这就是我们一般来讲，如果讲到的话，就是按时分粮嘛，是不是
？And so it is a due to the occasion.
对，那你再看哦，到后面罗马书。
And so if you look closer to the end of the book of Romans,
罗马书是一种系统神学。
And Romans is also a form of systematic theology.
它是照着从开始，它的罗马书的最主要的那个中心那个重点就是福音。
And so the theme of the book of Romans, the main point is the gospel.
所以它绕着这个福音一直在描述，就是。
And so it keeps depicting about the gospel in the book of Romans.
你看罗马书第一章嘛。
We look at Romans chapter 1.
一上来他就讲呢，他是特派传神的福音。
And so Romans in the beginning it says that he is separated and called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
好，再来第二节。
And verse 2.
这福音是怎么样呢
？And what is it about this gospel？
从前哈，因为我们不是在讲罗马书，我只是来告诉你说，它有一个主题就是福音。
And so I'm not talking about the book of Romans, but I'm just showing you that the theme of Romans is the gospel.
好，那你看第一章里面，他在从第一节一直到第十六节，一直重复的就是福音。
And so if we look at Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 16, the word that is repeated is the gospel.
那福音呢，有两个面向，两个方向。
And there are two sides of the gospel.
福音一个是神的义。
And one is the righteousness of God.
一方面是神的愤怒。
And also the wrath of God.
所以你会看他是他把这些，其实你把那个罗马书把它整理出来，你把福音拿出来，把义拿出来，愤怒拿出来，其实它是很，它有一个系统性的编排的。
And so if you study the book of Romans and you take out, study the word the gospel, and if you study righteousness, and if you study the word wrath, and all of it will have a systematic theology to it.
你看十六节嘛,
if we look at verse 16,
我不以福音为耻,
I am not ashamed of the
gospel. 这福音本是神的大能, 要拯救一切相信的。
And the gospel is the power of God to the salvation for everyone who believes.
还是这个福音哦。所以罗马书的中心思想是福音。不要被那个马丁路德骗了、啊。马丁路德不是他没有骗你，他只是因为当时需要，他讲说罗马书是因信称义，因为在当时是对抗罗马天主教，所以他提出这一点。其实罗马书的中心思想是福音呐、啊。
And so the theme of Romans is about the gospel. So do not be confused when Martin Luther, when he said that the theme of Romans is justification by faith, but rather he was opposing the Catholic Church at that time, and so he used the theme of justification by faith.
好，那这个福音呢是神的大能。
And so this gospel is the power of God.
好，那他这接下来是先给犹太人，后给希利尼人。
And this gospel is first for the Jew, and also then secondly for the Greek.
那正面的呢？
And so the positive side,
看十七节,
verse 17,
神的义在这福音上显明出来。
And so in it, the righteousness of God is revealed.
所以神的义。
And it is the righteousness of God.
那你怎么来得到这个神的义呢?
And so how do you gain the righteousness of God?
福音是两方面，神的义。那第一步就是要因信。
And so there are two sides to the gospel. That first, it is the righteousness, and how do we attain righteousness? It is through faith, and only through faith we can be justified.
那接下来你还要得到这个义，领受这个义就要洗礼，然后要行出义。所以因信称义只是福音里面的一个很小的一个枝，一个不是主题了，它是 大的主题下面的一个小枝而已。
And so, how do we attain this righteousness? It is first by believing, but then there is also the acting out of righteousness that you have to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. And so, the topic of justification by faith is merely a subtopic to the main topic of the gospel.
那这个你看，这个义呢是本于信，以至于信，所以信是从开始一直到结尾的。
And so the gospel is revealed from faith to faith, meaning it begins with faith and it ends with faith.
那在这里，它的从神的义这方面来看的话，中心句子就是义人必因信称义啊，不是，刚讲错了，我是被搞混了，义人必因信得生呐、
啊。And so, that the righteousness of God, and in order to have the righteousness of God, it gives us the conclusion that the just shall live by faith.
你那个是什么？
The just shall live by faith.
对。那这是因信得生。
And so it is by faith we are justified.
你那边翻 justified 啊，这个好，这是整个的过程啊。
And so this is the entire process.
因信称义只是一个开始而已。
That justification by faith is merely a beginning.
好，那我们看第十八节。
If we look at verse 18.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明了。
And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven.
这是福音的另外一方面。
And this is the other aspect of the gospel.
神的愤怒。
This is the wrath of God.
这个主耶稣老早讲了。
And this is what Jesus long ago had spoken about.
信而受洗必然得救。
That if you believed and be baptized, you will be saved.
这是就是神的义。
And this is the righteousness of God.
另外面不信就被定罪。
And if you are not, if you do not believe, you are condemned.
这就是神的愤怒。
And this is the wrath of God.
所以这福音是两面性。
And so there are two aspects of the gospel.
那罗马书就是在讲这个福音。
And so the book of Romans is talking about this gospel.
如果你以这样子来分析的话，这个要很长时间哈，比较多一点时间呢。你整部的那个罗马书其实是一个很完整的一个系统神学的架构。
And so the book of Romans is a very complete, thorough analysis of a systematic theology.
那我们平常如果在聚会安息日聚会一堂，或是上午下午，你讲不完绝对讲不完，那讲完大家头晕了。
And for a regular Sabbath, whether you speak the morning or the morning and the afternoon, you cannot conclude it because there's too much to talk about.
所以我们这次讲系统神学，我们是一点一点讲。
And so this time when we talk about systematic theology, we talk little by little.
昨天我们也把整个的大纲也看了，如果那全部用这样的速度讲的话，可能要讲十年了，可能也讲不完。
And so last night we talked about the broad perspective of systematic theology, but if we continue at this pace, we may take a decade or more to finish.
譬如说主耶稣他说凡我所吩咐的
and says, Jesus Christ says, all that I have commanded you.
这个就可以做 很久了。
Just this phrase can do a lot of studying.
好，那现在我们今天早上两节哈。
And so this morning we have two sessions.
第一节我们试着来看看这个系统性这个真理，就是系统神学它在整个神学就是整个圣经研究它的定位在哪里。
And so we will talk about the position of systematic theology so that all the studying of the Bible, where is it located?
我昨天晚上已经讲，其实我们圣耶稣教会在系统神学从很久就一直在就很先进了。
And so last night I mentioned that True Jesus Church, we from long ago have already prepared and studied systematic theology.
其实只是我们没有用这个名称而已。
We just do not use the terminology systematic theology.
那杨长老那本书也是应该是1967年出的。
And Elder, 就是
他只是没有用这个名词，其实就是系统神学的，他只是大纲而已啦。
And so in 1967, Elder Yang already published his book, but he did not publish it under systematic theology, but he used a broader scope of it.
那它的内容呢，其实很多人都在做这个。
But the content, many of us have already read.
像林凤来长老，他也写一本《独一神》。
And Elder Lin, he wrote one about the one true God.
那个林有一个林长老哈，林啊，哎，林木正他还写那个宗教比较。
And so, Elder Lin, he also wrote a comparison of religions.
很早以前，这就是系统神学里面的，就是提出来一个专论。
And so, this is a topic of systematic theology.
后来比较大的就是圣灵论。
And then, what is even a bigger perspective is the study of the Holy Spirit.
那后来，譬如说有洗礼论哈。
And then there's the
英文也有啊，中文好像也快出了。
Doctrine of baptism.
那安息日论那个江直士写的嘛
？And then Elder Jiang wrote about the doctrine of Sabbath.
他还要写那个圣灵的洗哈、哦。
And then it is also he also wrote about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这些都是系统神学。
And all of this is systematic theology.
就是在大的系统神学里面，他抽出一个来写。
That in the grand scope of systematic theology, he chose one topic to study.
那我们现在只是，把做一个总和性的来介绍而已。
And so we merely give an introduction of the grand scope of systematic theology.
那我们来看一下哈，这整本的圣经，如果一般来来做一个探讨的话
，And so if we were to study the entire Bible,
好，那。什么查经的方法你们都学过嘛，对不对？
We've all learned methods of
如何查考圣经啊，
leading Bible studies.
那一般而言的话，
and from a general perspective,
我们就先查经啦，或是查经的方法啦，
from the method to prepare for Bible study.
那一般来讲，这叫释经学嘛，哈。
An exegesis.
好，那当然，释经学有可以在这里的话，如果从旧约开始
，and so this exegesis starts from the Old Testament.
新约也一样
，and the same with the New Testament.
啊，那在释经学之前，我们会学的蛮多的，像圣经的背景啊，地理啊。这就是附属在这个之前的。
And so, before we start the exegesis, we will study the background, the context, and also the locations of the Bible.
圣经地理、圣经历史、圣经背景，对不对
？And so the geography, the history, and the context of the Bible.
这都附属在这里的之前。
And all of this is in preparation, before the exegesis.
有时候也是有圣经的考古啊。
And so there is the archaeological studies of the Bible.
那最主要是要帮助来解释圣经。
And all of this is to help to explain the Bible.
那再来呢，就经卷呢，一卷一卷的，有没有啊、哦、
？And then there are the books of the Bible.
NYTS， 你上过多少卷？应该你还很记得嘛，哈，对不对？你们上过 NYTS。
And so in NYTS
完了之后还有什么？那个以前是 graduate program， 好久以前，至少应该十几年，我还来这边上过罗马书啊，就是 graduate program。
And so in NYTS and the graduate program, we have studied many of the books of the Bible.
其实你已经进入到神学研究里面去了，只是你不知道。
And so we have already entered into the theology, we just have not realized it.
好，那。这个些完之后，接下来呢，新约旧约也有它的什么神学
？And then there is also after Old Testament, New Testament, there is the theology.
所谓的新旧约神学，就是把以主题性来做一个整理。
And so, the Old Testament, New Testament is an organization of the study of faith.
比如说，那个新约里面的哈。保罗的称义是什么意思
？And so in the New Testament, for example, Paul,
或是保罗的洗礼观，保罗的圣灵论。
And so his study of baptism or Holy Spirit.
那这个新约旧约的起来，那个把它放在一起，哈，这个就所谓的圣经神学。
And so all of this combined is the study of the Bible. Biblical theology.
那在历史里面这个大家都在研究。
And in history, many people have studied this.
到明天我们才我最后两节可能就把历史上他们的方法或是他们研究的那个 pattern， 那我们真耶稣教会是跟他们不一样的。我会用几个那个就是 creed 就是那个信条，就是他们的信条。那用我们的信条来做比较，很奇妙。没有人在我们正式教，没有人在讲这个。其实，但是呢，神带领我们，我们做的实在是，你回头一看，很感谢神。
And so tomorrow afternoon, maybe I will list out the history of the patterns of studying the Bible and show how other denominations have done it and how our church has done it, and that we do it very differently. And so thank God this is something that was not intentional, but when we look back in retrospect, we are very grateful.
我的意思是说，我们把我们的十大信仰跟外面的，就是不能说外面，就是基督教历史以来他们的那个教义比较一下。
And so so I'm saying that we are comparing the 10 basic beliefs of True Jesus Church compared to the teachings and the creed of other denomination churches.
那你会从内心会感谢，想说啊，正耶稣教会实在是没有人在讲这个，也没有人在专门在做这个，但是呢，做出来的东西实在比他们好的太多。
And so,
不是说好了，不能比了，他们实在是，我们可以用那个。真正的我们就放在这个什么，黑板上来看，可以比的。
And so, we can compare. And so, even though it was unintentional, no one set out to do it. But when we put our basic beliefs, and compared to the creeds of others, then we'll see ours is much better, beyond comparison.
我在比这个时候，我常常有一个感觉，
and
一个想法。
Oftentimes, when I do the comparison, I often have a reflection.
有一种动物看人低。
And so there's one animal that looks lowly upon people.
什么？什么眼看人低？有一种人看神低，或是有一种人看真耶稣教会低。
And there's a kind of person that.
我是讲真的，如果你看真耶稣教会低的话，你就。我是用类比的啦，就好像什么眼看人低那种眼。
And so I'm doing something that's analogous to someone who despises True Jesus Church or looks down upon God.
我讲正耶稣教会是那个十大信仰的，有圣经基础的。
And so I'm talking about the 10 basic beliefs of the True Jesus Church that are based on the biblical teachings.
有时候我在读啊，我说老师感动到眼泪都流出来。
And sometimes when I study this, I'm so moved that I shed tears.
感谢神啊。
And so thank God.
我们实在不配啊，以我来，我自己讲了，不配啊。
That we are so unworthy.
那怎么会被选到这里来？
And that how are we chosen to this side?
因为我们遇到的实在是世界上有很多很高贵、头脑很好，他们实在是你站在他们旁边，你只是小不点儿，真的。他们的那个气度、他们的学识不能比啊！但是你又看到，哇，神在神里面有够丰富啊！
And so there are many people in this world that are so much more noble and scholarly that compare when we stand next to them, we are very small. But thank God that He has chosen us.
不配
that we are unworthy.
好，那在研究这个圣经，接下来呢就是一般就是所谓的历史神学。
And so there's also the historical theology.
对，那历史神学一般来讲的话，因为一定有一个方法学进来。
And so there must be a way, a method of historical theology.
那方法学大部分都是以哲学。
And so, methodology often uses philosophy.
不一样的那个哲学的派系， 或是他的背景，他会用他的这个系统来看圣经。
And so different philosophies use different methodologies on and how they study the Bible.
在哲学上那个思想的派别就是如果把它硬硬的分成两个，就是一个是那柏拉图系统，一个是亚里士多德系统。
And so in the fields of the philosophy, it can be broken down into two sides. One is the way of Aristotle, and then there is the other way of Thomas Aquinas. Oh, Plato.
那我是用简单讲了哈，那个柏拉图他是肯定一个什么鲜艳的啊 a priori 的。
And so Plato used
a priori,
a priori,
就是鲜艳的。
So,
他先。
So study before.
这是拉丁文了、啊，但是没有关系，就是他肯定一个已经存在的理念世界。
And so they believe in a world that has already existed.
那一切存在那里。
And everything has already existed.
那人间只是那一个鲜艳的世界的一个落实，所以这个世界是只是现象而已，这不是实体。
And so people are merely a result of this universe that has already existed. And so this universe is just a background.Or just,
只是一个 shine, 不是一个 reality.
It's not a, oh, it's just, it's not a reality.
好，那这个下来呢，就是那个，如果以神学来讲的话，奥古斯丁他就是用这个方法。
And then, in terms of theology, there's Augustus.
Augustine of Hippo. 好，那另外一个方向就是他的学生就是亚里士多德。
And then there's another direction, which is his student Aristotle.
他是从下往上推。
And so his induction is from a bottom-up approach.
在神学呢，就是那个 Thomas Aquinas.
And so in theology, there is Thomas Aquinas.
所以他也有用那个五法，五个方法 ，five ways 来证明有神啊。
And so he used five ways to prove that there is a God.
其实他是从下往上推。
And so he used the bottom-up approach.
都是用因果关系了。
And so these are all British methods.
他来证明神是说，那个什么，万物一定有一个处，万物都在动哈，但是有一个什么样，不动的动者。
And so he's saying that the universe is immovable, but there is one is moving, but there is one thing that is immovable.
不是 immovable mover.
Oh, and so there's a immovable mover.
它是第一个推动的，但是它不会被推动啊。如果它推人，后面有人推它，它也不也只是在这因果的chain里面的一个而已啊。
And so that this immovable mover is the one that has set off the movement of the universe. He himself is not moved.
他是用动啊，再来呢用因果，一定有一个第一因。
And so then there is a the first one is a movement, and then second is a cause and effect.
你看到的，他是用亚里士多德说从下往上推，推推推到极。
And so he uses the Aristotle method where they use the bottom-up approach.
所以在历史神学里面就几乎这是两大派。
And so in historical theology, there are two sects.
到上个世纪也一样啊。
And then the same in the last century.
上个世纪有两个就是在历史上面很有名的，或者如果讲神学，以系统神学来讲，他说两个大师啊。
And so, last century, there were two aspects of systematic theology.
两个 guru 啊。
Two experts, two gurus of systematic theology.
一个就是 Karl Barth.
One is Karl Barth.
Karl Barth. 就是 Karl Barth. 一个是 这个可能比较少吧。一个是卡巴巴特，一个是中文换成田立克。
And so one is Karl Barth, and the other one is Paul Tillich. 哎
，Paul Tillich， 他们两个都是本来在德国了，那希特之后，那个 Paul Tillich 跑来美国了，他是后来在那个协和神学院，纽约啊，有个什么？纽约不是Theological Seminary 还是什么的、
And so
在纽约
both of them originated in Germany, and then Paul Tillich came to the United States during the time of Hitler, and so he went to seminary in New York.
那卡巴跑到瑞士去了
and Karl Barth went to Sweden.
我们知道他是用那个存在主义来做这个系统神学。
And so these two came up with ways for systematic theology.
用那个存在主义。
Through existentialism.
嗯。好。那所以存在主义是你就是你，你的存在为基础来看世界。
And so existentialism is that you are you and you exist.
你的存在最重要。
The most important thing is your existence.
那好了，那卡巴特他是从上而下，他说神，他讲那个道的，好，好了的系统。
From above a coming down approach.
那这是他们在研究啊，所以。他们那个卡巴的那个书啊，有那么多。
And so they have studied a great deal, and so Karl Barth's books are many.
那 Paul Tillich 呢，三大册。
And so Paul Tillich has only three volumes.
好，那像那个 Thomas Aquinas， 哇，有那么多。
And so Thomas Aquinas also has many books.
啊，他们都是用哲思的一个方法来。放到圣经里面来做研究。
And so they use a methodology to study the Bible.
所以圣经神学。
And so biblical theology.
经过了历史神学。
Pass through historical theology.
就会产生什么？就是所谓的系统神学。
And these two combined becomes a systematic theology.
所以系统神学是我现在是一般性的介绍哈。
And so this is merely an introduction.
其实这不是我们的。
But this is not ours.
不要忘记我们正式教会是神设立。
And don't forget that our systematic theology at True Jesus Church is established by God.
这个教会哈，如果最原始的教会，如果全部人都死光了，教会在不在？还在，不要忘记，我们常常颠倒看哈，我们常常什么看人低那个，我们常常看说这个秃啊、哦，你没有秃头，这个秃头的行为不好，什么什么不好，然后又怎么怎么啊，所以你看这是真耶稣教会，他不是真耶稣教会，他死了真耶稣教会还在啊，你不要看几个人他们的坏，或是说他们是。我们常说哇，教会什么，掌权的还是什么，啊，你们那么烂，真耶稣教会会好吗？那些人都死光了，真耶稣教会还在。如果对这个不认识的话，你信真耶稣教会很枉然。
And so we have to have a very clear understanding of True Jesus Church that even though some of the people and the leaders they may go astray or they might.Not be good people, but that is not a reflection on True Jesus Church because eventually those people may leave and so, or depart from this world, and so, but True Jesus Church will continue to remain.
如果六十年前
about 60 years ago,
应该没有了。那时候带领教会的人
those who led the church.
如果你也是活在那个时候，你特别好。你说啊，那些人实在是有够烂。烂到透顶，所以真耶稣教会绝对不是对的。那些人都死光了，真耶稣教会还在、啊。我的意思是说，你现在如果骂说现在连总烂好，在五十年那些人都死光了， 真耶稣教还是在的，不要被几个人给蒙蔽了。
And so if you existed 60 years ago and you felt that, that those leaders were not very good, but and you, rebuke them or you accuse them thinking that because of them, then True Jesus Church is not real, but that generation has passed away. But now there are new, True Jesus Church still remains and there are new people. And then in 50 years, if you feel that the current IA is no good, those people will have passed away as well, and there will be a new generation, and True Jesus Church will remain.
这个呢是只是介绍，一般是这样子了哈。
And so this is how most people will explain systematic theology.
好，所以一般人呢，一般在学术里面。
And so most people, when they study this,
他们认为这个新旧约这叫圣经神学哈。
And so when they talk about the Old Testament and the New Testament, talks about biblical theology.
然后呢，从这个是历史神学是一个导向性的方法。
And then so the historical theology is a bottom-up approach.
所以你看那个在人家在写系统神学，一定会把过去的人家研究的结果怎么样再报告一次。
And so if you read anyone else who writes about systematic theology, they will always summarize people's conclusions from the past.
所以呢，他们讲系统神学就是好像如果一个金字塔的话。 那个是在神学里面的最后的尖端，他们有的把说这就是那个好像一个皇后的那个冠冕一样，后冠。And
so they will always summarize systematic theology in a pyramid, and so that the systematic theology is the crown.
好，那系统神学完之后呢
？And after systematic theology,
这一边哈。 从这里到这里叫做理论神学。
So this one is reasoning theology.
不是
theoretical.
有 th 吗？
有。 et.
Theoretical theology. Oh, Lord. 好，所以我们现在是在讲它的位置在哪里嘛，哈。
And so we're only talking about the position of systematic theology.
就是我们教会，你们有没有上过那个教会历史？ 有。
And so in the we have studied the history of the church.
在 NYTS， 我第一次来这边上跟那个 NYTS 上课，上那个教会历史是，我还记得 1993年在 Pacifica 教会，替我翻译的那个是蔡传道的儿子 Julius。
And I still remember the first time I spoke about church history in the U.S. was in Pacifica Church in 1993, and I still remember Julius Tsai translating for me.
我那时候还记得几个青年，就是
，and I still remember many of the youth.
我们教会是上的，教会历史，至少我在你们的 NYT 是讲过
，and so I have taught this in Elizabeth.
好，那就是理论神学了哈。And
so the, all of this is theoretical theology.
那神学另外一个大部就是所谓的实践神学。
And so there is a greater part called practical theology.
好，那神学就很多了，也是一样，跟这边这么多的。
And so there are also many practical theologies.
你上过讲道学吗？
Yes.
对，这就是你在上神学，你知道吗？ 你不知道吗？ 你说我们上讲道学，我们没有学过神学，这笑死人了。
And so when we learn about giving sermons, then we also learn about the practical theology.
你有讲道学吗 ？Homiletics 是不是
？Yeah, and we have also studied homiletics.
有没有上那个辅导学？辅导
counseling.
有没有？
And we have also learned about counseling.
今天应该有宗教教育课嘛？有没有
？And today we have the religious education textbooks.
不是宗教教育上课啊。
We have the classes.
宗教教育它本身就是实践神学里面的一支啊。
And so religious education is an aspect of practical theology.
我们还没聚会之前就有唱诗，对不对
？And even before we start service, we sing hymns.
那我们跪下祷告，然后再唱诗，然后唱诗、祷告、讲道，这叫什么？就是这是礼仪学啊。
And so when we start the service, sing him, kneel down to pray, and then start service. And so this is liturgy.
这是礼仪学。
This is liturgy.
我们在做，但是你说我们没有。
We are doing it, but you say we are not.
其实都在这个神学范围里面。
And all of this is in theology.
有没有我们现在联总还有一个圣乐专那个专门的训练出来，要做圣乐的。传那个，
And then,
就是圣乐学啊。
We have General Assembly. They have the theological training program.
我们唱的诗啊这些。
And so when we sing hymns,
这做专门的。当然也感谢神，有些这个实践神学我们是没有去 research， 但是我们就把它拿来用就是了。
And so, thank God that even though we haven't had time to research it, but we just use it.
你会不会拿那个 Michael Jackson 的那个歌来这里唱？
Would you bring a song from Michael Jackson and sing it here?
应该不太可能吧？我不知道。
Most likely not.
还是你们比较先进的。
But you're very modern now.
为什么？
Why not?
一样是歌啊。
It is also a song.
并且他那唱起来，那更多人更感动啊。
And now, when he sings it, more people are moved.
我一直要想说听他一首歌，但是我问青年，他都没有，我连一条都没听过啊！为什么会对他印象那么深刻
？And I've never heard a song of his, and yet I still have a very vivid memory of him.
应该超快20年前了。
Because 20 years ago,
一个德国女孩子，她特别报道啊，在报纸里面啊，我看报纸嘛，我说这个人怎么厉害。
There was in Germany, it was published in a newspaper, an article about a girl.
那个女孩子说她，为了要摸他一下。
That this girl wanted just to touch Michael Jackson.
因为她有去德国做一个很大的那个演唱会嘛，她用了多少时间？那最后她真的摸到了。人家说你怎么摸到？她说我成功了。为什么？她说唯一的秘诀呢是。要不晓得多久不能吃那个吃饭不能上那个不能最主要是不能喝水，因为你喝水要等嘛，等那个前面位置啊。你一走了，如果你尿急了，一走就怎么样，挤不回来了。他说绝对不能喝水。我想说，为了摸他一下，因为他唱完有时候会跟人家摸一下嘛哈。我说哇，他摸到他说他那一手呢，那个手好像神圣的哦。我说有这种人呢。
And so, when Michael Jackson was on tour in Germany, he had a large concert. And so, this girl, in an effort to touch Michael Jackson, of course, it took a while before she could move to the front through all the people. And so, the secret she said was not to drink anything, lest she have the need to use the bathroom. And so, while everyone else was taking care of their needs, she made her way to the front, and when she touched him, it was like she had touched a saint or a holy person.
比如说教牧师教牧学了 ，pastoral theology.
Then there's pastoral theology.
这个是很大的一支哈。好， 那你从理论到实践。
And so, moving from theoretical theology to practical theology.
你怎么来实，你这个实践，其实实践神学哈，它的方法是用一般的，譬如，哦，比如说，教会增长哈。
And so when we talk about all the aspects of practical theology, for example, the growth of the church.
Church growth.
Church growth.
教会增长比较开始很流行，就是上个世纪从那个 Fuller Theological Seminary 他们那边。
And so this church growth became very popular last century started by the Fuller Seminary, Fuller Theological Seminary.
它里面也用到那个统计学
，and so they also talk about statistical theology，
用那个就是推销术
induction
不是推销啊，你那个 salesman 怎么去推销
marketing，
marketing 哦，你要读这个的话，要有点 marketing 的那个头脑啊
，and so if you want to do this， you need a marketing mindset。
教牧学看你用什么方式，其实这些都是在世界通用的方法来用的。
And so, these are all methods that the world uses.
你看辅导学，
for example, counseling.
对，看你是用那个切割用的 ，CG 用。或是用 Freud。
So if you use Carl Jung or Freud.
那你宗教教育的话，宗教教育的话，
so religious education.
你们要不要写教案呢？上宗教要宗教教育，哦，有没有？
So do you need to write a lesson plan?
那个是不是从圣经来？
Is that from the Bible?
不是啊，你去那个大学里面那个什么教育学院里面发展出来的，你是用那个把它用它那个来教圣经啊。其实那个方法都是他们的，不是说他们的，就是一般的，但是是神赐的，这就是一般启示，在系统神学里面我们会讲，万物好的都是从神来的。
And so,
所以你要跟 marketing 呢、啊，如果正常的好的 marketing 是神的，从人的那个，这就是 news 啊。这个我们在系统学还会再讲呢哈。
And so the concept of lesson planning comes from just worldly thoughts used in universities by teachers and professors. And so, but actually, all of this is a revelation, a common revelation by God. And so, even marketing that is used for good is also from God.
也是一种启示。
And it is also a form of revelation.
这个从圣经叫自然启示。
And so this is a common natural revelation.
自然启示，你看到花漂亮，你现在说哦，从一朵花都想天堂，
And so if you see,
有伊丽莎看世界。如果你有这样的想法，这是一种启示。但是这个启示叫自然启示。
And so, if you look at a very beautiful flower and it makes you give thanks, or if you see the world through the perspective of a sand, all of this is a natural, a common revelation.
好，那它的方法是一般的，是自然的。
And all of this is very natural.
不会带你去得救。
It will not bring you.
这是重点呢。
The emphasis is that it will not lead you to salvation.
你一朵花看得再怎么漂亮，想得天堂再怎么美，也不会得救。
And no matter how much you cherish looking at a beautiful flower and how much it reminds you of heaven, it will not lead you to salvation.
对，那得救从哪里来？
And so where does salvation come?
所以实践神学的它的方法是一般的方法。
And so practical theology is just concepts from the world.
无论你是什么自然科学啦，人文科学什么，都可以用上。
And so, regardless, all of this is from the outside.
但是来指导他，让他能够得救的，就是这个系统神学。
But what can lead you to salvation is systematic theology.
所以系统神学是进到实践神学的一个跳板，或是它的主导的。
And so systematic theology does cross over into practical theology.
所以在这边理论神学的最后是系统神学。
And so the final part of this theoretical theology is the systematic theology.
然后呢在这个实践神学的建构里面。
And then in the structure of practical theology.
你做什么
What is it used for?
你中二教育，你唱诗，你那个辅导，就是要让他得救，得恩典嘛。
And so the function of practical theology through singing hymns, through counseling, religious education, so that people may be saved.
怎么会得到？
And how do we gain this?
应该有这个，这是最后的真理的呈现哈。
And so this is the revealing of the truth.
这是如果。在这边做出来，这才有恩典呢。
And then, if you do it and you apply it, then it is grace.
恩典跟真理一定是连在一起的。
And so, grace and truth must be together.
这里的恩典如果跟这个圣经的真理配合在一起，就会得救。
And so, grace complemented with truth will lead you to salvation.
你去听一场很好的音乐会。
And if you listen to a very beautiful concert,
你可能就心里安静。
You may feel very peaceful in your heart.
在古代哈，如果你去看一场那个戏剧。
And so, if ancient times, if you watch a drama, a play,
对，戏剧它到最后，如果以古典来讲的话，它是都是悲剧了。悲剧才是古代没有什么喜剧，喜剧是闹剧，是不上流。
And so at that time, in ancient times, all plays, all plays were very tragic. There were no happy endings.
为什么悲剧?
And why were they all tragic?
因为你跟那个英雄或是你那个主角有怎么样一体感啊，借着他的受苦受难，最后一定悲剧一定要死在舞台上，借他的死让你流泪，流泪之后洗涤你内心以前的那个或是怨或是不那个心里的滞留的东西，存留的东西，让你呢洗涤过，所以悲剧是一种洗涤的功效。
Because you feel a connection with the hero or the main character, that you go with them through their suffering, and the final result of every tragic play was that the hero must die on the stage, and so. In a way, you connect with all the suffering in your own life, and so after the suffering, you feel emotional connection.
那我刚讲的，像世上这些东西，都可以你得到所谓的世上的恩典的。
And so, before we talked about, you can receive the blessings of this world.
会不会得救？
But will it lead you to salvation?
不会。
No.
一定要有这边的真理。
But you need the truth.
这谁带来的？
And who brought the truth?
就是主耶稣嘛。
It is Jesus Christ.
所以在主耶稣里面的真理跟恩典。
And so in Jesus Christ, he brought grace and truth.
也就是理论神学跟实践神学的一个结合。
And that is the combination of theoretical theology and practical theology.
那我们的系统神学在哪里？
And so, where does systematic theology lie?
就是我们这一堂所讲的哈，就是它的定位。定位就是在理论神学的最后。
And so, where is the position of systematic theology? It is the final conclusion of theoretical theology.
总结的一个、那个结论。
And that is the result of the conclusion of theoretical theology.
那实践神学就是要呈现出神的恩典来。
And so the final result of practical theology is to reveal the grace of God.
所以实践神学系统神学的结果是实践神学要去实践，就是用一般方法要去实践的最高指导。
And so the result of systematic theology is to reveal the practical theology.
譬如说我们教会要唱诗。
For example, if we want to sing a hymn in church,
你的着重点在哪里？ 当然你要唱得好啊，不要音都不准啊，那什么大调唱成小调啊，这个。
And so we have to hit the right notes, or else we don't sound very good.
但不管怎么样
，But regardless,
你总是要敬拜神。
But you need to worship God.
以虔诚这个为主啊，而不是以华丽啦，以感动那个让人拍手啦。最主要不是这样。那用什么来指导？就是用真理来指导。
And so we have to be devout, not for the praises of man, and so we have to do it based on the truth.
好，那我们第一个单元结束，我们休息一下。那我们下一堂就照时间哈，因为这一堂讲太多了。来，我们同心默祷休息。
And so let's take a break. Let's all bow our heads.